and significant snow, most especially across New England, as we head through Thursday. And then on the back edge of that weather system, it will turn even colder. Now, the temperatures here are maximum temperatures for Friday and Saturday. If you're planning a break in New York or Boston, you will want to wrap up this weekend. Minus 10 to maybe minus 15. And remember, those are the daytime highs. Now to South America, and these pictures come from Bolivia, where over recent days and weeks we have seen relentless rainfall. This is the effect, a lot of flooding which has caused some major issues. There is more rain to come across Bolivia and then stretching into central and southern areas of Brazil as well during Thursday. More of these intense downpours and thunderstorms, so more flash flooding looks likely. Meanwhile, we have a tropical cyclone Ava, plowing its way towards the northeast of Madagascar. Very, very strong, damaging winds and torrential rain. Expect to hear stories of disruption from this part of the world. And in New Zealand, some stormy weather here as well. This lump of cloud hurtling its way southwards is a developing area of low pressure. Now, it is, of course, the summer in New Zealand. A lot of people enjoying outdoor activities, camping. People have been told across some parts of the North Island to move to higher ground because a lot of rain is going to be piling in with strong winds and rough seas. So that could cause some big issues with flooding. Now, here at home, our disruptive weather has come courtesy of Storm Eleanor, the area of low pressure responsible now drifting across northern Europe and tending to weaken. But during Thursday, it'll still bring some strong and gusty winds across the Baltic states with some outbreaks of rain. Heavy rain piling southwards across France towards the Alps, where we will see once again significant snowfall. A lot of snow piling up here over the next few days, and with temperatures not especially low, there is the ongoing risk of avalanches. Also from Turkey into Cyprus, a cluster of thunderstorms and gusty winds. Back home, a band of rain sliding its way northwards during tomorrow. To the north of that, some cold air starting to show its hand. How far south did that cold air get? Find out in half an hour.